This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Economy anxiety. Plenty of that going around. And we welcome from Applecast Inc. economist Sam Kahn, who you can see on the radio by logging on to kdkradio.com, our live stream brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
It has been a really roller coaster ride, especially in the past week, and especially with the big dip that occurred yesterday. So a lot of this is based on talk and not actual facts, correct? That's kind of how the stock market goes, right?
It's a lot of sentiment right now. So I would say that right now, both businesses and consumers are reacting to uncertainty in the economy. For businesses, they are expecting that they don't know where the path of tariffs are heading. Is it going to be tariffs today or tomorrow? And that's changes investment and hiring plans. And then for consumers, they're feeling worse about the economy in terms of a sentiment, and they're expecting higher inflation expectations.
And the fact that the federal job cuts continue, so there's a natural decrease in employment, and overall, how has that affected the job market?
Sure. So on Friday, we got the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and what we've seen is despite the, sort of initiative by the Department of Governmental Efficiency to reduce the federal workforce, the U.S. labor market is still growing at a very healthy pace. The U.S. economy overall added 151,000 new jobs. However, we did see that on Friday, federal government employment did drop by 10,000 jobs. And typically, the federal government over the past 2 to 3 years has been a pretty big contributor to overall job growth. So that is going to be something that we're going to watch very carefully over the next 3 to 6 months. And we still haven't seen the full impact in terms of an increase in unemployment or sort of a substantial decline in the labor market in terms of government employment yet so far.
It would seem, Sam, that we do not want government jobs to increase, right?
Well, I mean, the federal government and the government overall is a large contributor to our economy. The National Forest Service, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, they are a large part of collecting taxes, and that's how the government, can work effectively. So, there is talk on both sides of the aisle about, are these jobs worth it? And, I think from my perspective, there's also, from NOAA, they offer our data on the weather service. So there's very valuable employment in the federal government that provides very valuable services.
Well, you mentioned the IRS, Sam. I understand 7,000 jobs to be eliminated, most of those dealing with auditing companies of $10 million of value and more. That's kind of a surprising, or at least to raise an eyebrow.
Sure. Sure, yes. And of course, I mean, there was an initiative under the Biden administration to fund the IRS to, you know, help provide, to help, you know, collect more taxes or to, you know, be better at their services. But overall, I mean, on both sides of the aisle, I think we can agree that there are still very valuable employment, you know, agencies that provide very valuable work.
And so what do you anticipate? Where do we go from here starting today? I see futures have ticked up after we've lost them 900 points yesterday in the stock market.
Yeah, so, I mean, yesterday we saw the S&P 500 fall by nearly 3%. The NASDAQ was down 4%. That was a reaction to primarily, like we said, uncertainty. On Sunday, President Trump had an interview on Fox News and was asked, do you anticipate that there's a recession coming and then next year? And what his words were is effectively, there was going to be a period of transition. And to read between the lines, that could mean a few different things. And ultimately, what the President Trump and their administration is trying to achieve is to potentially rebalance the trade deficit and bring back, you know, a lot of manufacturing jobs to the U.S. Now, will that actually happen? It's uncertain, but, you know, that's their end goal. And we'll see that that process will take place over the next 6 to 12 months.
The enemy of stability is uncertainty, and there seems to be a lot of that going around because people aren't exactly sure how much money they will have or get from the federal government, so this is likely to continue for a while. Sam Kahn is an economist with AppleCast Inc., and we appreciate his time this morning on the Big K Morning.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.